This is a Building Resilience Podcast, episode 195, The Balance Between Compassion and Boundaries. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast. I hope you are having a wonderful week. Now, today's episode, I've been thinking about this topic for a while, and I finally decided to do it because I've been re-listening to a couple of my previous episodes. And it struck me that what I'm about to talk about today is really important, and I don't want it to be missed. And then I also went and saw pretty recently the movie It Ends With Us that came out. And it also struck me that we do need to talk about this topic, compassion and boundaries. Now, one of the things that I always hear from people when they are taking my advanced training in nervous system resilience, or even when they're in my Connections membership, is that understanding about your nervous system brings a tremendous amount of self-compassion and compassion for others. And while I think it is really important for us to have self-compassion is extremely healing, and I believe it's so important to have compassion in general for all our relationships, we also need to be talking about boundaries. Now, I love that I can understand myself a little bit better once I understand my nervous system, and I can give myself grace and self-compassion for how I did things in the past, the mistakes that I made, the adaptations that I learned. And I am grateful to brilliant little Leah for so many things. And so when I get all judgy about myself, I can have compassion for her. And having compassion for myself has also led me to develop tremendous compassion for other people. And if you listen back to some of the more recent episodes I've done, especially the ones on your Nervous System Matters series, you will hear my guests talking about how they develop tremendous self-compassion and compassion for others. So I can see like the people in my life, I can see my child act a certain way, even my adult child. And instead of going down the road about how disrespectful they're being, I can ask myself, I wonder what's going on for them that they are reacting this way. What is going on in their nervous system? When I encounter somebody who's being rude or aggressive, I can be curious about how they're responding and why are they responding this way? What's going on in their nervous system? What happened to them? So we can be softer, more forgiving, more compassionate. But is there a downside to this? And I think possibly there is. I want to take, for example, the movie It Ends With Us. The main character, who is a well-educated doctor, truly loves his wife. He ends up hurting her, being abusive to her. And I think the movie did a great job highlighting how the abuse unfolds and how the wife, Lily Bloom, kind of denies it and she's making excuses about it. And then she confronts later on the reality that she is in a relationship where her husband is hurting her. Now, we also learn in the movie that he experienced an extremely traumatic event in his childhood, something that likely deeply impacted him and changed him forever. And we see that also in his role as a doctor. He's also confronted with lots of trauma. And the trauma he's confronted it with is likely bringing up his own personal trauma. And he is going to be coming face to face over and over again with situations that will trigger him, that can lead him to have burnout and exhaustion. So I actually have great compassion for this guy. Is it his fault that he suffered a life-altering traumatic experience when he was 6 years old? Is it his fault that he was forever changed and he carries the burden of what happened? Can you blame him for getting upset when his patient dies? Can you blame him for some of the things he reacted to in the movie, especially once you learn his history? So I personally do have such compassion. However, and this is crucial, compassion does not justify, rationalize, excuse, or permit any form of mistreatment or abuse. I have compassion for you, and I respect myself and others to know that this is not okay. Now, I may understand where something is coming from. I may feel for you, and I may even know that your intentions are good, but no, and hence the name of the movie, It Ends With Us. And I love that this is exactly what you saw in the final scene. She did love him. She did have compassion for him. But she also knew that she had to draw very strong boundaries and make sure that both she and her child was safe. Now, I will say, just as a little aside, as much as I like many aspects of the movie and thought they did a good job showing what many women actually live in, I think they did miss that leaving, how she did at the end, is not always this picture-perfect ending that they portrayed. Many women we know statistically try to leave, but they're threatened, they're fearful, they may lose their children, they do not have the means to take care of themselves and just completely walk away. Many men will not just say, okay, and stay calm and not want to be with their children. I think it's statistically, it's like 7 times a woman tries to leave before she's able to leave for good. And I have tremendous compassion as to why. And I don't think that was really well represented in the movie. But anyhow, back to compassion with boundaries. Having compassion does not mean you let somebody walk all over you or gaslight you or abuse you or get away with things. Now, I did an episode about compassion and empathy back on episode 131. And remember, when we have compassion, we are in the zone of resilience, which means we also have access to our CEO and thinking skills. We are able to be curious. We're capable. We're tolerant. We're patient. We know how to connect. We know how to communicate. But we are not doormats. We do not stay silent. We make and enforce our boundaries. We do not use compassion to justify harmful behavior. So I want to break things down just a little bit more into some manageable bites because I kind of feel like I just did a little rant about compassion and boundaries. So the first thing I want to highlight is that we often initially develop compassion through awareness. As you begin to understand your nervous system and how your nervous system is wired for survival, it helps you see that your reactions, things like anxiety, stress, or even shutting down, they're natural responses to perceived threats. Now, understanding this can really foster self-compassion and patience. And most importantly, we realize we're not broken. Rather, we're functioning as we are designed to. We are functioning with the adaptations that we had put in place. We react in ways because our nervous system is trying to protect us from perceived threats. And when we have this awareness, we can be a little less critical of ourselves and we can give ourselves some more TLC and some more self-care. As we develop this awareness for ourselves, what can happen is we start to recognize that other people's behaviors are also driven by their own nervous systems and they are just reacting to their stress or their trauma. So it does become easier to respond with compassion rather than judgment. Understanding, say, that somebody's anger or their withdrawal is a protective mechanism allows us to be more compassionate. We may understand that somebody is reacting defensively because they feel threatened. And if we understand that, we can shift into having more compassion. We don't have to take things so personally. We may understand that someone is reacting from a place of stress or fear, and this can lead us to want to be more compassionate or maybe come up with even more constructive solutions. But one thing we really need to remember that a very important tool for compassion is setting a boundary. Healthy boundaries are absolutely essential for maintaining both our self-compassion and compassion for others. Understanding the nervous system allows you to recognize when you're overwhelmed or triggered, and that actually often signals the need you have to set boundaries for yourself. These boundaries are actually useful to protect your own nervous system from getting constantly triggered, which can lead to chronic stress, which we know is overall really bad for your health, both physical and mental. When you have strong boundaries for yourself, because remember, boundaries are for you, And you can go back and listen to episode 128, all about boundaries. And if you have them, then you can engage with others more compassionately, and you're taking care of you, you're taking care of any unnecessary stress, which in turn allows us to engage with other people more compassionately. So setting boundaries is not about pushing other people away or trying to control other people. It's really about keeping relationships on a safe and healthy path. Now, understanding somebody's nervous system doesn't mean excusing poor or abusive behavior like we talked about already. Instead, what it does is it allows us to approach situations with more clarity, that we can recognize somebody is acting out of their own unresolved trauma, but we're still going to hold them accountable for their actions, because compassion for others includes setting boundaries to protect yourself from harm. So just a simple example, if somebody throws a rock through your window because they're scared of something, you can understand their fear, but you still need to fix the window and ensure it doesn't happen again. So compassion doesn't mean you just ignore the broken window or the need to address the behavior. And just like in the movie, in a relationship where one partner is frequently angry or controlling, understanding that these behaviors may stem from past trauma can help the other partner respond with some compassion. But it's equally important, if not more important, to set firm boundaries or seek help to address the harmful behavior. And that very often may include leaving or ending a relationship. So when we understand our nervous system, we do gain the tools to make meaningful changes in our lives and in our relationships. We often become aware of our triggers, we can work on regulating our responses, and we set boundaries that allow us to truly thrive. And this understanding really does empower us to break negative cycles and build healthier, more compassionate connections. You can think of learning about your nervous system and how to understand your nervous system like learning the controls of a complex machine. Once you know how it works, you can operate it more smoothly and avoid breakdowns. And you can then fine-tune the little settings to optimize performance rather than just running it into the ground all the time. As you learn how to regulate, you can become more aware of what is going on in your relationships. And if there is a need to set boundaries, you are in a better position. You are more empowered being in that zone of resilience to recognize the need for boundaries and set and enforce them in a way that is compassionate and in integrity with who you want to be. So overall, this will help you communicate much better and maintain much healthier relationships. So yes, learning about your nervous system builds a tremendous amount of compassion for yourself and for others. And it can empower you to set healthy boundaries to ensure that you have healthy relationships, so that we can communicate well, that we can grow, we can understand each other, and we can really live in integrity with who we want to be and not use compassion as an excuse for harmful and unhealthy behaviors. I hope that you found this helpful, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.